just cramming for this assignment here. We're going to give you the news for people who hate the news. It's not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Colbert show. You're watching The Right Show, brought to you by Valuetainment. And today's episode is going to be groundbreaking. We're going to talk about the devastate of the union. We're going to be making fun of Joe Biden. We're going to have Donald Trump getting a standing ovation at the UFC fight. And Letitia James, who went after Donald, getting booed in New York City. What is going on? Plus, we're going to talk about basketball and all things news that are going to affect you. It's all happening right now, right here on The Right Show. Let's go. All right, question for the day. I want to know, where are you from and what is your favorite holiday? Put that in the comments. The reason I tell you that is because it's Nowruz. Persian New Year is here. We're going to talk about all that later so you'll have an idea of what your favorite half-Persian comedian is celebrating in about 2 weeks. But first, have you guys ever had a problem with the facial recognition on your phone? I set it down when I did my facial recognition photo, and now every time I want to get into my banking apps or anything, it looks something like this.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, when I took the facial recognition photo, I was making that face. Now I have to do it every time just to get into the apps. It sucks. There, see? Not that bad.
It's not that bad. You just gotta kinda... And that's how I log in now. So if you do that, it's probably worth fixing that facial thing, but I have not had the time. The reason I've been so busy, I wrote a brand new book. It appears right here. Once You Go Everywhere. This is a hilarious book about travels from the eyes of a comedian. So you can't come on the road with me often because you have your own job. You have your own place to be. But do you like to read? Do you like funny stories? Do you want to travel with me and not have to hurt your back in the process? Ugh. Here's how you do it. You go on my website, kayvoncomedy.com. Very funny book. Tray tables up. We're taking off. I take you to Singapore, Thailand, Korea. I take you to Seattle, Texas, and New York City, all in the chapters of that book and ready to make you laugh. So if you enjoy reading, pick it up today. Now, let's get into the devastate of the union. This is Joe Biden. He came to us telling us all kinds of stories. Kamala Harris got a little leg workout. She kept standing up, giving a standing ovation, everything he said, every time he mumbled. He even said, "And we got to stop putting people in jail for low-end marijuana crimes." She stood up. By the way, she put more people in jail for marijuana than anyone else in California. So she just does whatever she thinks is popular to advance her career. Speaking of which, the people on the right, they want a strong border so that we know who's coming and going. I just went to Canada, strong border. They want to know why I was coming, where was I going to be, when was my return ticket, and what hotel was I staying at. I had to look him in the eye and say it. If I would have been like, "Oh, I'm staying with a friend, you know, I'll be back. I'll go home eventually." They would have pulled me into the little room, and now you've got your host being questioned for another 3 hours. So you look him in the eye. "I'm coming for 48 hours. I'm doing a comedy show. I promise to leave right away, and here's my return ticket." They let me into Canada. It wasn't racist. It wasn't sexist. It wasn't bigoted. It wasn't transphobic. It's just how borders operate in first world nations. Well, for some reason, Biden, I'll let you fill in the blanks. In fact, let's ask you, why do you think Biden is allowing the southern border to be open for the 3.5 years he was president? I have my own theories. If you can flood the zone in Arizona, keep it blue. Texas can turn purple, and so on. Well, they don't like it very much when they keep sending the different people that have just migrated over to blue states, saying, "You want them, you have them." They said, "This is an outrage. We brought them in for your state, not for ours." So the point being, we now have a situation where the Democrats told us walls don't work. People can just sneak around a wall. Well, guess what? The lock on your car doesn't work because people can just break your window. But if you see a man breaking a window to get into it, it's a lot better than if he just pops the lock and sits down in your vehicle. So here we have the same people that say walls don't work, erecting a wall around the White House. Joe Biden wanted one immediately.
"Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Union is here tonight. President Biden will be giving his presentation at the United States Capitol, and he'll be protected by this fence just put in today for him. But yet he will not put up a wall on the southern border to protect Americans."
Thank you, Wisconsin. That's Tom Tiffany from the 7th District of Wisconsin giving us a truth bomb like we've never heard before. We know walls work because every time Joe Biden wants to give a speech, he surrounds himself with a wall. And we know the Second Amendment works because every time Joe Biden goes anywhere, he's surrounded by people that are benefiting from the Second Amendment in their pocket. Now, before Joe Biden's State of the Union speech, which was full of a lot of lies and clapping and cheering, Joe consulted a bunch of Hollywood actors for advice on how to give his State of the Union. I guess they thought this was going to be a really good PR move. Really, we have a president who's pretending to do a good job, asking other presidents who pretended to be the president for advice. And I want you to first see how he starts off this video. It's like a Zoom call with Michael Douglas, Tony Goldwyn from Scandal, Gina Davis from The Commander-in-Chief and a bunch of movies, you know, Thelma and Louise, all that. And then there's one other. Who was the other guy in there? Well, we're going to find. Oh, I know. It was Bill Pullman from Independence Day. So check this out. They're all doing their thing. But listen to how this begins. Our president is supposed to be a master of communicating. Can you follow this?
Some of you might know what a big speech like I have to do is coming up State of the Union.
Type in the comments what you just heard. Some of you might know what a big speech. Let's see it one more time. I'll give you a second chance at that. Here we go.
Some of you might know what a big speech like I have to do is coming up State of the Union.
So I typed it out just in case you missed it. Some of you might know, well, what a big speech I got have to do is coming up State of the Union. Huh? Pretty simple. Some of you might know, well, what a big speech I got have to do is coming up State of the Union. I just had to show you that. They edited this. They filmed this ahead of time. And that's the best they could get them to do. Now watch the whole video because it gets even better. Take a look at these famous actors. Who wants their advice? Only one of them I like.
Some of you might know what a big speech like I have to do is coming up State of the Union. Any advice you have for me, am I delivering my speech?
I don't know, Joe. You haven't done too well with that prompter. Maybe turn it around and we can read it to you.
My advice is just keep telling us how you're working for us.
Or if you're working for us.
Well, Mr. President, you know, looking back at my own presidency, I behaved very badly.
Kind of like Hunter.
That's pretty much it. But also when I used to give big speeches, I would always wind down with popcorn and red wine.
But we know for you, that's going to be ice cream.
When I was president, it seemed like every week there was some new crisis.
Hold on, Gina, for a second there, I thought you were Caitlyn Jenner.
We've had a lot of lines to learn ourselves. It's nice to watch somebody else have to get it all together rather than us.
We still don't know what true international pressure means.
True international pressure.
In Independence Day, I had it easy. We just had invaders from outer space coming in wanting to mess with us.
Hey, not so fast, Bill. Joe's got them coming in from the southern border.
You know, when people look at all that you've managed to do, they're going to remember. Time will remember always.
Hey, come see me at the White House.
You should let us come take turns as president and you could just take a nap.
Thank you. I believe that. I never spoke to so many presidents all at one time.
There's even more up in heaven.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, when I was editing that, I realized that they actually probably didn't have Joe Biden in the same room as that Zoom call. I think it was a staffer who did it because they kept clipping to Joe Biden doing the same laugh over and over, and then the actors doing their laugh. So I think a staffer was the one that kind of conducted the call with Morgan Freeman and Pullman and Gina Davis, and then they had to keep reusing the shots. One of them was Morgan Freeman. He was not even moving, just and they added laugh underneath it. So as I was editing it, I said, whoa, this doesn't pan out. And by the way, the big story of that was Gina Davis. She's come a long way from A League of Their Own. Didn't recognize her at first. All right. Moving right along, you would think New York is a blue state and the kind of place that hates Donald Trump. But you might be wrong. Letitia Davis, I believe her last name is, Letitia James, is actually trying to prosecute Donald Trump, trying to throw him under the bus, and it turns out New York said, uh-uh. She got booed at a huge charity event for the fire department. It looks something like this.
Oh, come on, we're in a house of God. First, simmer down. Ooh. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins for that recognition.
Now, something is happening here. Something very big is happening where New York is saying no. They are booing Democrats there. Eric Adams has had to come around. Letitia James is being told no. They started chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. Now, you expect that in a place like Florida. And it happened in a place like Florida. Here in Miami, we had the big UFC event. Valuetainment was there in full attendance. And you won't believe the amount of reaction Donald Trump got. I think something's happening. There's something changing. And this might lead very well into the election season for Donald Trump if it keeps going like this. Booing in New York for Democrats and cheering in Florida for the Republican. James Portnoy. That's Ivanka and Jared Kushner. Now it gets good. Sage Steele. And who but our very own Patrick Bet-David. Vincent O'Shana, Candace Owens. And Dan Bongino with the head of Rumble, CEO. That is a common sense fest right there in the front row of the UFC. And there's Victor with a hat right there. Victor works here, he's got a mustache. There we go. So, did you see the difference? New York booing their own. UFC all out for Trump. Everywhere Trump goes, that is the response he gets. He fills up stadiums. Joe Biden falls asleep, falls down the stairs, falls off a bike, and fills up just the front row of a high school gym. And they're going to tell us this year that mailbox magic came through and Joe Biden once again got 30 million votes in the mail. That's where things are getting weird. So, I want to ask you right here, right now, do you believe that Donald Trump has enough going for him that he might soon overtake Joe Biden? Or will this be a repeat of 2020 and Joe Biden will skate to the finish line? I want to show you a photo right here. This is one of the best photos of the night. Dana White, PBD, and Donald Trump. And I believe this is the first time PBD and Donald Trump met. Hopefully the interaction went very well and we'll see him here being interviewed because that will get millions of views. The number one story about the UFC fight was the way Valuetainment got to the fight. They went down the highway right here, Fort Lauderdale, all the way to Miami with a brand new Ford Shelby Mustang engine infused pickup truck with a 25-30 foot flag hanging off the back. It looks something like this. Keep your eyes peeled. Now, notice Vinny is not wearing a seatbelt. I was concerned about that. I want to know if he got ticketed. But there's Vinny on the back holding that Valuetainment flag. And then all the way down. So now they were late getting to the fight. We figured out why once they got on the freeway with the 25-foot flag. Well, they were behind this person. Don't you hate when someone gets on the freeway that shouldn't? The smaller vehicles, take a look. Here they are stuck behind a...
Dude, there's no way...
A bird scooter.
There's no way that this girl.
Look at this. And here she goes. She didn't even use a blinker.
Are you serious? No way. Only
could you imagine?
Aid. No, literally.
So if you're ever stuck in traffic in Florida, it might be an accident. It might be the police involved, the fire department, or it could be a couple of chicks on a bird scooter, like, whatever. Spring break, bitch ass. Woo woo. We're really doing it. Room. So that's what happened. They did get there eventually, just in time to meet Donald J. Trump. Fantastic what they did. Fantastic president. All right. Now, Letitia James keeps running on the idea that she's a black woman and her voice needs to be heard. She says, I have black pride and we need to hear all voices. Well, this black Instagrammer posted a video of what it would sound like if white women talked about themselves with pride the way black women do, and it kind of doesn't feel right. Take a look. Tell me if you think this is very racist.
I'm going to try and only shop white-owned during White History Month. White is king. Oh, today I'm going to wear my white girl magic shirt. I think I'm going to start a white student union club at my school. Oh my gosh, you want to touch my hair? That's so racist. I'm going to watch the white movie section on Netflix today. White is beautiful. Just my skin color makes me shine.
Woo! I feel like it. Notice she's proving a point. She's actually awesome. She's just saying, look, you can't say these things. And if I say, hey man, black power, you know, you could say that to Obama. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. But if you go, hey, white power, no. In fact, I shouldn't have even done that. Someone's going to clip it and say, that's what this show is all about. But then we'll say, hey, they took it out of context. They manipulated you. So you can't do that. You can't say, you know, white is beautiful. You can't say, this is my beautiful white queen. Look at her. This is my wife is a white queen and I am her white king. Now, I wouldn't say any of those. I'm half Persian. So I'd have to say I'm a Persian Shah and this is my beautiful female Shah. I don't even know the word for princess in Persian other than resident of Beverly Hills. And speaking of which, Persian New Year is upon us. Now, I promised you at the beginning of this show I would tell you what Persian New Year is. You've heard of regular New Year, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. Persian New Year is kind of all of them rolled into one. You get a lot of food with your friends and family, so that Thanksgiving angle. You light little fires in the parking lot and you jump over them as a sign of leaping from the past into the future. The future looks bright, so you jump through a bright fire. And so that's kind of like 4th of July in a way. And then, of course, you clean your house, so spring cleaning, and then parents hide little toys and things all around for the kids, kind of like Easter. You might come into a Persian's house, and there's an egg that's been painted, and then some, maybe like an apple and a goldfish and some pudding and some gold coins. And you're like, what are these trinkets? Kind of like a little Christmas tree, but a table of amazing items. So that's what this is all about right here, this DVD that says Nowruz. I want you to go online. You can watch it, stream it directly onto your phone. That's on kayvoncomedy.com. But before I tell you what Persians are, I made a whole video, a minute long animation for kids, so you can learn the history with me. Take a look. Nowruz is Persian New Year. Wait, a lot of you don't know what Persians are, do you? All right, well, let's back it up and get ready for the quickest history lesson ever. Nowruz is a holiday that roots back to an ancient religion, Zoroastrianism. It's celebrated at the spring equinox, usually around March 21st, and it doesn't matter if it's midnight or 4 in the morning, Persians will party at that exact moment to ring in the new year. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. First, let's explain what Persians are. You see, once upon a time, the Persian Empire ruled most of human civilization. They conquered, they thrived, and they brought innovations that we still use today. Like pajamas, the windmill, the game of chess, brain surgery, the birthday cake, ice cream, tambourines, well, you get the point. As the years went on, they were defeated by various people like Alexander the Great, the Romans, Mongols, and other skirmishes, and the territory was reduced to the area known as Persia, which in 1935 they renamed Iran. In 1979, Iran had a huge revolution. Many fled all over the world to start a new life. The one holiday that Iranians held onto with pride and will still celebrate to this day, no matter where they are, is Nowruz. Proof that even without your country, you can still preserve your culture.
So March 21st is the first day of the spring.
There he is.
That's Iranian New Year.
Iron Sheik. If you don't know Iron Sheik, WWE wrestler, legendary, one of the only Iranian wrestlers ever to get that famous, especially in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, so we love that. But why are we talking about Persian New Year? What does that matter, Kayvon? I live in Nebraska. Well, let me tell you why. Because Iranians used to have a free country. They had a Shah, but they had freedom of religion in the way that they had Jewish people living among Christian people, living among Armenians and Kurds, Afghans, and of course, Muslims. But right around 1978, the students, the young, liberal, ignorant students, which we have plenty of them here, we could do better. If we just get rid of the Shah, then we're going to have so much freedom and we're going to all share in the wealth. It's going to be a socialist kind of a wealth, a communist wealth where we're all going to be equal and no one can say they're the king of me. So they unlocked all the gates in the middle of the night and they ushered in all the radical Muslims who were like, you stupid students, you will celebrate tonight for what you have done, but you will never celebrate ever again after tonight. And sure enough, they didn't. I'm going to show you what it used to look like to travel to Iran in the 70s. Not that long ago, you could take an airplane from New York all the way to Tehran and experience an ancient land as well as a modern city all rolled into one. Take a look.
And you will go from an airport in New York to a Persian tea house, right out of the 1001 Nights. I'm Günter Less, and I can assure you that this first-class lounge is a very pleasant way to pass the in-flight hours. The food is excellent, and your needs are attended to in true royal fashion. So you arrive refreshed and relaxed. Whether you travel first class or economy, with Iran Air, every trip is a journey to adventure.
Iran Air, nonstop from New York to Tehran, London, or Paris.
Wow, could you imagine being able to fly to Iran? It hasn't been legal in my entire lifetime. Sanctions, two countries that don't get along. Basically, Iran chants quite a few things that are negative to America every day when they go to school, so one generation, two generations later, they decide they're our enemy, whereas in America, we love most Iranian people. We don't like the government. Here's what it used to look like in Iran in the 70s. Not much different from us. Beautiful colors, beautiful outfits, very trendy. The women might go to the beach on a classic car, dressed something like Sophia Loren. And of course, those students, they knew better. Those radical left-wing students told us, we're going to do better. We're getting rid of the Shah, and we're going to have freedom and equality. And now they are all equal. They are all equally dressed like this. I can't even tell if the one on the right is a man or not. But they are covered from head to toe. They're not allowed to sing, dance, cheer, hold hands, date, really nothing in public unless they're married and the women have lost all their rights. So if you're a left-wing liberal, just remember what you're doing today may hurt you for the rest of your life and further generations as well. And who was in charge of all that? None other than Jimmy Carter. And who's Jimmy Carter's best friend? Joe Scandalous Biden. In fact, Jimmy Carter has already stated that when he passes away, which I could mark at any minute now, he wants Joe Biden to give his eulogy. How would you want a guy who can't even barely talk and read himself to do the eulogy, huh? And Carter has been around so long, he might beat Joe up there. Now look here, we have Joe Biden who came to visit the Carters along with his wife, and it is just a weird and creepy situation. I need you to tell me what is going on with this photo. Right over here, why is Joe Biden and his wife three times the size of the Oompa Loompa Carters? I would love to know that. All right, when we come back from this transition, there's going to be a whole lot more from The Right Show right after this. Let's go. Okay, so I was in a place called, where was I? Somewhere in Massachusetts. Anyway, Springfield, Massachusetts. That's what it was. Now, Springfield, there's a Springfield in every single state. But 4 days ago, I pull in, and there's a big circle just sitting there. And I'm like, what is that circle? And at the top of that pillar is a basketball just floating in the sky. And I told my friends, I said, what is going on there? They said, that is the Basketball Hall of Fame right there in Springfield, Massachusetts. So if you ever get bored, pull off, go inside. I didn't even know if it was open, if you had to pay to get in. I'm not a huge fan of basketball. But what I can tell you is Americans invented basketball. It was a great sport for years. And they used to be a prideful place where the people that play basketball loved our country and they couldn't wait to get some activities. And this coach out there, I think that's why it's based out of there, the Hall of Fame, because the coach was from Springfield. Well, for years they had a basket, and if you threw the ball in there, then you had to get a stick and pop the ball out and then play again. That's how few baskets they made, that there was a guy's job was to poke the ball out. And after a few decades, they decided, let's cut a hole in the basket. So once it goes in, it comes out automatically. Innovation, right? And then so many people got good at basketball, they kept breaking the baskets. So now they put a net there. So it goes in and comes through the net. Nothing but net. And so now it should not be called basketball. It should be called netball. But while we are still stuck in the history of our own basketball and the Hall of Fame, the future of Asia, the Chinese people, their basketball skills are unparalleled. I want you to take a look at what they're practicing in their land. Look at that. Do you think we can do that here? We have no coordination. We can't even get players to pass the ball to their own teammate, let alone go around the circle dribbling. And it gets even worse. While they're learning military skills, they're learning coordination, intelligence, mathematics, we're learning George Floyd, LGB, division, how to hate each other, and how to your gender. Take a look at the two side by side. You be the judge which is better. Here we are. Oh, I'm so sad for our country. Look at that. That means our students are being just totally indoctrinated into things that don't matter, won't benefit them, and will only confuse them later in life, dividing them from their peers. And China is in unison, both literally and figuratively. Now, there's nothing we can do about a lot of this other than make it known, laugh about it, and of course try to push back with who we vote for, who holds the values of this country and will keep us in the place to take on foreign invaders. But while we get there, November's a long ways away, we still need to laugh, keep our heads straight, and have a good time, and stand-up comedy is the way to do it. I went to this event, and it was like a dating night, like a romantic comedy night, and it was really fun. They had wine, they had a lot of people on first dates, second dates. And so I came up with a suggestion that after comedy night, these guys should all take their date miniature golfing. And some of the women, you can hear them go, why? Miniature golf? But I explain it perfectly. You be the judge if I was right.
Gentlemen, if you're in a new relationship, here's what you do. Take her miniature golfing. Miniature golfing. It's fun. You get to do it together. Small little putter, small little windmill, small little castle. By the time she sees your dick, it's going to look huge.
That's right, you gotta recalibrate her measuring system. Plus the little pencil you keep scoring miniature golf with, this big. So you're gonna look bigger in comparison. All right, we have come to the end of The Right Show. Now I wanna tell you, this right here is what happens when I go on tour. A college group called Turning Point USA brought me. These are the volunteers that set up the whole comedy show. We did that one in Westfield. We did one in UConn. Look at this, Connecticut. And we did one in Albany. So we have all these shows going on. I want you to find a tour date. Join us. Even if it says Turning Point USA show, you are allowed to come. The students put up the mic. They put in the room. They put out the chairs. You just have to show up. Sometimes it's like $15-$20, but you're not a student. It's free for all the students. And then you pay $15-$20, and you get to experience a comedy show. The next one coming up is Lynchburg, Virginia. So if you ever find your way to Liberty University, check it out. They're advertising now, 321. The reason we need you there, protesters do show up sometimes, 3, 5, 20, 50, and they try to argue that we shouldn't be allowed to tell jokes on their campus. Those campuses take federal money, state money. They have to follow the First Amendment, which means all speech, even difficult speech to hear, should be allowed. Now, my show isn't difficult to hear. It's hilarious. But still, we had a student who went ahead and defaced one of our posters. Look what they did. They just sent me this photo. They said they ripped it down and they put the googly eyes, okay? That is not what the poster looks like. Those are not my eyes. This is what the poster's supposed to look like. Perfectly fine eyes. 321, see you out there in Lynchburg. And if you don't like Lynchburg, I want you to check it out right here. These are all the towns. Nowruz, Persian New Year show in Oklahoma. Vancouver, I'm going to land in Vancouver, do the show, and leave the same night. PBD, Patrick Bet-David style. Lynchburg, I told you about. Huckabee, if you're a fan of Huckabee, you live in Nashville, come to the TV taping. Arlington, Virginia, Carson City, Nevada, San Diego, Tacoma, Washington, Monterey, California, San Francisco, California, Raleigh, Louisville, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Appleton, Wisconsin. All those and more can be found on k-vaughncomedy.com. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to read my new book, Once You Go Everywhere, and I hope you'll pick it up too. Then we're going to laugh all the way until next week's episode. By the way, we just told you the truth through comedy. We made you laugh by telling you the things you need to know, and we got through the news for people who hate the news. That's how easy it is. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.